Yo, yo, welcome to our first episode of Talks Over Whiskey. I'm your boy Chris.
I'm your boy Ken.
And I'm your Chloe.
And today we're going to talk about...
Do you side hustling?
Hustling. First episode.
Yes. So this is officially our first episode of the series.
Yep. And very interesting topic today.
Today we are talking about having a side hustle or do you just focus on your main job? You know, Talks Over Whiskies is something that we did out of our main job where we focus on what we are passionate about, which is sharing of our stories, creating this podcast, creating this platform for us to interact. I believe that out there, a lot of people are doing side hustles as well.
Right.
Like according to a survey in Singapore, My Career's Future, in a report in 2017, around 54% of Singaporeans had been working a side hustle aside from their main job.
Yeah, they do their jobs.
Which means that 54% of them are working a side job, includes something working in a passion or a part-time job.
Right. Do you have a part-time job?
Unfortunately, no.
Really?
I'm in my 30s, you know. This is my first time starting a side hustle. Because in my 10 years of working, I really have this belief. You know, like in the old times, our parents have been giving us this kind of teachings where you should focus on one job, work hard your craft, you know, and one day you'll be rewarded with...
lots of money.
Yeah, rewarded in terms of salary, wealth, in terms of benefits, and one day you have kids in 2023. Mm-hmm. You know, it became very different where we gone through the pandemic, gone through this economic recession, where one job is really not enough to sustain through. Because in Singapore, especially, we have very high... expenses. We have like super high rent, you know.
Well, I got a question. This is something that you just brought up. Is having a second job, okay, is it because you have a spending problem or you have a passion to do something else aside from your first job?
I think for now, I'm just focusing on my passion.
Right.
Because if I were to have a second job or second income, right, I'll be working as a part-time. A side hustle for me is to pursue something that I love, that I have interest in, which is media. Talking about stuff. I like videography, sharing. I mean, just interacting with people, telling people stories through my craft.
That's why we're here.
Because previously, I was so scared of starting because I'm worried that I'll fail. So what does fail mean? It's do I create something that people...
How about Chloe? Do you have a part-time job?
I used to have a part-time job. Yeah, I was working in a retail shop. Yep, and it took up a lot of my time. That means after my full-time job, so I have to travel to work part-time until like 1 a.m. Then by the time I get home, it's like 2 a.m.
But what time do you start work?
I start work at about 8. My main job starts at 9 in the morning.
Right.
Then ends about 6:30 in the evening. Mm-hmm. Then my part-time job starts at 8 p.m. and ends at 1 a.m.
That's quite late. What was the reason that you took that part-time job?
Partly it's because the high living expenses that Candy mentioned earlier. Yeah, the standard of living in Singapore is quite high, especially after the pandemic. Everything has gone up. All the price gone up except our salary.
that's the hard truth of the world, man.
Yeah. But you're living alone, right? So
yeah, actually not alone. I live with three other rabbits.
Yeah, I think next time we'll talk about the rabbits, man. Yeah, if you guys are interested in pet talk, then we'll talk about it in our future episodes.
So, all right. Okay. Interesting.
But if you work part-time job, right, every time you end your shift at 1 a.m.,
yep.
How long does it take to reach your home and like started to rest?
Usually, I reach home slightly before 2 a.m. And then by the time I really officially get to rest and sleep, it's maybe about 4 a.m.
Damn.
That's quite late.
So by the latest I have to get out of my house, it's maybe 8.
So you only have like 4 hours of sleep?
Not really. Actually, less than that because I have to get up, get ready, feed my rabbits, and then
do you even sleep?
I barely sleep. That's why most of the time I'm like yawning, very tired. It's very tiring.
That will affect your main job, right?
Kind of. More or less it will affect. Like the attention span, because you feel lethargic, right, then you feel tired, so you're not very focused in your main job.
So how do you juggle that between this and your main job? How you overcome this?
I don't know. Somehow I just managed to do it.
Magic.
Yeah, but it's just for a couple of months.
I think until a certain point, you pull through just due to the fact that the stress of life.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like sometimes there's this adrenaline rush,
right,
during the times of danger. I think that's the willpower that you pull through the hard time,
right,
when you are like having a side job. I think there's two different categories. One is, do you have a side job just to pursue a passion? Mm. Or do you have a side job due to the fact that you have financial pressure? Having a side hustle, I think there's two major types. One is, do you follow your passion? Or do you work just for relieving your financial pressure?
Right.
So, if you have a passion where you're building your own business, your own craft, where you hope one day you'll be able to get out from your main job,
right,
and pursue fully on your passion. But having a side hustle while having a financial pressure, how do you juggle between having a main job and having a side hustle? Like, although I have financial pressure, but I can't see myself working part-time. I'm more of a guy who wants to perfect a certain thing. Like, my main job is actually to design a product. We spend a lot of time doing sort of like designing and calculating, hence having like spending extra time, meaning that I have to work overtime without any like financial benefits. That's where it came to me that in my main job, I'm working as something I like. Hence, I can't see that I work in a part-time job where I'm working something just for money. Mm-hmm. I prefer working something that I liked and money will come. I believe that when we talked offline, right, you have some business. Is it something that you are passionate about?
Well, to start off initially, before we start, I mean, before I went into business, during COVID period, I took up the private hire driving license.
Right.
All right.
Grab.
The Grab license thingy. Right. So you need license so that you can drive for Grab and the other ones. Okay. So I took it out for a purpose of just as a backup plan.
Right.
There was, in case if I lose my full-time job, there's something that I can do aside from side hustles that could cover my day-to-day expenses. So initially, it was more of a financial problem for me. The reason why I took up Grab is just a safety net. Right. In case if I lose that, then at least I have something. The main reason why I entered that financial problem is because I was, during that period, I was trying to get into my new house.
Right.
So I had to improve my credit rating, make my balance look so good.
But do you start driving or you just got the license?
I did briefly drive for a short while. Yeah. We leased a car for a while. I think it was like 6 months kind of thing.
How was the revenue?
Not good and also not that bad.
Right.
On a good day, you do make, especially rainy days, you make a lot. But on a certain, and especially at nights, we make like double or triple.
Right.
Because I think there are some kind of like night fees or, that kind of shit. But on a day-to-day basis, I don't know how people can make 7,000 a month by just driving. But I think it took a really big hit on my health. I don't get to sleep well because it's very tiring, especially when you finish your day-to-day job at 6:30. Then I usually start driving around 7 or 7:30 like that, and all the way up to like 10 to 11. So by the time I come home, it's like midnight, and I have to, shower, eat, get a sleep, and wake it up in the morning like 7. And most of the time, if you guys know, I come to work very late. Yeah, but it's part of the reason, because you, not say I can't wake up, it's very tiring. All right, I believe Chloe also probably went through the same shit.
Yeah.
So it does take a lot of your health. Okay, you don't eat well on time. You tend to eat a lot of junk food or quick foods.
Yep. Right, convenience
food. Convenience food, that kind of shit. So cup noodles, roll breads, butter biscuits, that kind of shit is very popular among Grab drivers. Because for them, every time on the road, they are making money. They're supposed to be making money. All right, There's one period of time where I realized that this is not going to work out for me. And that's where I decided to like shift my focus and let's put that energy into what I already have, like my other businesses. I have a creative business, small one in the IT line. I work with a friend who does renovations, so I help him out as well. So at a point in time, yes, it's still difficult, but the key is balancing your time.
Right.
All right. And yes, you have 24 hours on the clock. We spend 8 hours in rest, you know, sleeping. Ken used to say hustlers will never sleep or something, right?
Yeah. let's do a segment of Whiskers Wisdom.
Whiskers Wisdom coming out.
This is a quote by Eric Thomas, the famous manifester called E.T. There is one line where he inspired me the most, which is, you don't sleep when you're tired, you sleep when you're done.
Abang, aku tired lah, bang. I need to sleep.
It's a bit like toxic kind of mentality, but it's something that in the times of hardship, it pulls you through. Because when I was in this dark time where I didn't quite feel that I achieved things in my main job,
right,
and I don't have any safety net like you guys, if I lost this job, then I'm done for.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I find out myself where I'm very vulnerable naturally, you know, where I had to work hard and in my passion, in my field. So if I don't reach whatever target or things I want in life,
right,
I shouldn't be resting. Resting doesn't mean that you don't sleep, but it means that you should work harder. If people are sleeping sort of like 8 hours a day,
right,
you sleep 4 hours a day, then you have extra 4 hours time hustling. You are 4 hours faster than people. In the long run, you'll be faster, you know. You'll be catching up with other people.
But that will impact your health. So if you're not alive to see that 4 hours, then
yeah,
what's the point?
Yeah, that's the thing. So to you guys, right, during the times where you are working on side hustling, where it's more on relieving a financial pressure,
right,
instead of building your own craft, your own business, how does it feel? Does it feel like a toll on your mental health as well as your physical health?
Honestly, it does. Okay. Your day-to-day job have its own ups and downs, correct? You have to deal with it. No choice, because that's your primary source of income. Okay. Then after you're done with your work, you're going to do your own work, your side of things, and it will have its own ups and downs. And if you don't deal with it, you don't get your income from that source. When you have too much of it, for example, I have like 3 lines of sources, and if 3 of it just give me problems, yes, it would be quite difficult to handle. But it's not something that you can't, you know. If you're in the right mindset, you know what's happening, you know what you're doing, and you're good at it, you should be able to figure things out. But yes, if you're just starting out and you are thinking of doing, you know, things number A, another thing for B, something like that, you will run into issues. And you have to face it. No choice. Because if you don't, you don't get paid. Simple as that. You know, the business doesn't run by itself. Yes, there are businesses that, you know, theoretically people program it to, you know, work by itself. Like they always say, you make money while you're sleeping.
Yeah.
That's the key. That's the pinnacle of business.
Yeah.
All right. You can. But it's not an easy way to reach there. Right. Even for me, I wouldn't say that my business is making money while I'm sleeping, but I believe someday it can, you know, maybe 5 years from now, 10 years from now. But I know if I put in more work on it, more hard work on it, more sleepless nights, I might hit it, you know. But yes, your question, it will take a lot of your health. It will take a lot of your time. Sometimes you even get disconnected from your friends, families. You know, sometimes your friends are like, hey, girl, let's go hang out, you know, get a beer or something. Yeah. Like, you might, you know, don't want to join them, not because you don't want to, it's just that you have certain responsibilities that you have to do, all right? But yes, it will impact a lot of things, and you must be ready to face it.
Yeah, I totally agree that it will impact your health. For me, yes, it's more on the financial part. That's why I have this part-time job. But at least I'm not as stressful as Chris, because for my part-time job, I don't have to bring the stress home. Right. It's just there and then. So once settled, settled. I mean, I had fun working there. I have my downs there also. But then it took up a lot of my time from my colleagues, from the two of you, from my rabbits as well. Yeah, and sometimes weekends I have to work as well. Weekend, public holiday. But the beauty of it is working on the public holiday, I get double pay. So I'm happy on those days. Right. Yeah.
I think there's ups and downs of working relief of financial pressure. I think it's not a like long run. As a youngster, maybe if you are just a student or you just came out to the society, you know, I think it's best if you could build your own business, your own branding through what you are good at. So I think nowadays in society, the best side hustle that you could do is just an agglomeration of all your interests, hobbies, and your technical skills. So if you could find something, you know, it's a mix of all these three items, then I will congratulate you that you found your calling.
But I will probably say a very important tip, or probably important thing that you should remember if you're starting out. Okay, if you have a primary source of income, your day-to-day work or something, okay, do not let your second job or your second hustle or something compromise your first one. Even at the stage where your second job makes more money than your primary job, don't compromise it.
But why? Because I think a lot of people have this mindset of, if my side job or my side hustle builds up, right?
Yep.
I would definitely quit.
Correct.
You know? You know, like, fuck you, boss. I think most like millennials nowadays have this mindset of, you know, even like people that I knew, they were like, oh, I'm building this e-commerce business just because I hate my boss, you know. Like, you know, I do my e-commerce business, I'm free by my boss, you know.
True.
Like, fuck you, boss.
No, but what
fuck you.
Excuse me, this is a family friendly podcast channel, right?
We need to censor that shit up.
I'm sorry, man. Probably a whiskey is working wonders, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah, what's our mix today?
Today's whist of the day is how do we mix that? Is very simple.
We poured something like half a glass of Remy, fill it up with another half of cocaine. Coke. Coca-Cola.
And your glass will be full.
That depends how big glass
one
it is.
Plus
one use liters. A jug. 1 liter jug. He said half a cup, so 500 ml.
We are not promoting drinking, but drink responsibly.
Yeah, please don't drink and drive, okay? If you get arrested, not my Tai Chi.
Yeah, not our Tai Chi.
Oh yeah, true.
And hope that you guys will try it out as well, because this is super, super simple. Remember, just go to our Instagram and TikTok to look at all the fun, you know, fun mix that we have on the website. This is the very first one, and you guys will see all the interesting ones coming up right after that.
So, Candy Baby.
Woohoo! Since when, man?
Candy Baby. So, what side hustle will you go for if, let's say, you decide to do some side hustling, I mean, other than this podcast channel with us?
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, this is the first time that after I got with you guys, I realized that I spent my 30 years not thinking about having side hustles, because I've been taught by my parents where you should be working hard at one job, that you'll be rewarded for your hard work and perfecting this kind of like jobs, and also showing loyalty to your company. But it's in the 2020s, and it doesn't really make sense to only work at one job. You should have also side hustles or side businesses that you build as a brand or as a legacy of your own. So for me, right, I'm trying to combine all my skills and hobby.
But have you, aside from this one that you're planning to go, you never done any side hustle prior to this?
Prior to this, actually, I did a lot of stuff, but I never did two things at once.
Right.
So if my part-time is there, right, mm-hmm. it's never a part-time. It's like there was once I worked in a food and beverage industry mm-hmm. as a waiter, but I never worked as a part-time before. Okay. Everything I done, right, is full-time
okay.
everywhere. I work 8 to 12 or like 12 in the midnight in the F&B industry. So I'll be the person who prepped and I'll be the person who closed the shop.
Right.
It seldom came to me that, oh, I should split my focus, you know, because I was never taught to be. It came to me when I met you guys where I tried to put my time into creating something for me, for myself, you know. Mm-hmm. In my, I think that in my own family, my family, also my friends, the circle of friends,
right.
not a single one has a side hustle.
So actually, Candy is a very faithful person, like one at a
time. Yeah, very faithful loyal person.
to the job.
Faithful to the job, yes. So you have, your boss is very lucky to have you, faithful to him.
Hopefully.
Oops. But we are the unfaithful one. Eh.
Oh, we're always changing.
Oops.
Aquarius, ma.
Aquas.
Oh, yeah. So you are in your early 30s now. Okay. Do you think it's a bit too late for you to enter the hustling market? Or what do you say? How do you feel? If let's say tomorrow you're going to start a side hustle, do you feel like you're early in it or too late or just nice?
I think I'm not too worried that I'm too late for anything, because deep down in me, I have this woke up mentality where if you work 8 hours a day, I can work 16 hours a day. So I had once I didn't sleep for 5 days straight just because I were to complete a project
like
for the
night.
Not
even like a nap or something?
No.
How are you still alive?
Like,
what's the secret of your success?
Yeah, that's the thing. So I have this kind, but not now lah. I'm in my 30s, man. But I do believe I'm a hustler inside.
Mm-hmm. Bad hustler, man. Bad hustler.
So I don't think that anything, if you work hard, anything is too late. So if you believe that you could do it, you put in the effort, you put in the hard work, I think you will eventually make it. But I think instead of working on something that doesn't build over time, I prefer to work on something that builds over time. So even you work on side hustles, right? You should, as a young person, you guys are young out there, your listeners, maybe you're young, maybe you're old, but if you are young, do start early. I start late because I feel that the real job gives me security. If I enroll in a job,
right. If
I don't fucked up, I put in like shit tons of work, shit tons of effort, I think my boss appreciated it. I guess.
I hope he's listening, man.
I guess he appreciated it.
But he
I hope that most bosses are appreciative out there, hopefully. Speaking about you guys, bosses, appreciate what your employees have been working hard for you, man. But all in all, I think don't afraid to make mistakes. For me personally, I'm too afraid of stepping it out.
Okay.
It's actually you guys that really push me forward, where you guys are the one who say, oh, let's do it, man. Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
Hoorah!
Yeah, that's I'm why like, we are doing it.
I'm like, yeah, man, let's do it. Like, you guys are there pushing me to take this step forward, where I think it's quite important, where I'm no more scared of falling. There's also one line that I saw somewhere on YouTube. I forgot who is it from. It says that, what do you mean by failure? Failure means that nobody will listen to your podcast. That's all right. If nobody listens, nobody know you failed.
Yeah,
deeps,
true.
Yeah.
Yeah, deep.
Damn.
Yeah, it inspires me to start building it, because if you receive negative comments, if it's constructive,
right,
then you work hard to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
Negative comments means that people really take time to listen to what you're saying, to what you are trying to express.
Right.
So it means that you have viewers and you have a chance to make it better.
Okay. Yep.
You feel, to me, if I'm doing Talks Over Whiskey, it's a podcast or a video, if I feel means that nobody was watching, that's failure. But if nobody is watching, then it doesn't matter that you fail.
Complaining.
Yeah. Just start over. Or find how can I make it? Then you pivot your craft. So I think hustling is also something that side hustling is also something that you can learn to make yourself better. And one day, if you are sort of like let off in your main job, you are not that vulnerable.
What do you think about freelancing? Is it considered like a side hustle?
Freelancing, I don't think it's like side hustle. It's more like they are pursuing their passion. So they are trying out different things. Or maybe even so, they have yet to find out what is their passion. So they are freelancing to see which one they really like, which one they are really good at. Yeah. Okay. For me, I'm not that brave.
I think freelancing is, like Chloe said, it's about pursuing passion. I think it is also considered as a form of side hustle. It falls in the middle, you know. It's when they are building toward what they want to be in the future. Mm-hmm. Then you start freelancing. Because the cost of starting up is lower. And it's more on your skills. There's a lot of websites now. Like what do you call it? Fiverr?
Fiverr.
It's Upload. More on like artistic stuff. Yeah. I think freelance.com.
I think there's another one called Upwork or something. Right? They also do, like people can post things like, okay, I do this kind of website design or SEO marketing, the kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those are more on skills.
Right.
Then you have another group, which is people who work on artworks, selling stuff, where Etsy's Shopify came in. Right. Yeah. So freelancing, I think, is more on a test of your skills. People have skills in certain areas, then they'll try to express themselves and sort of like take up odd jobs to their own skills and sort of like fill out the financials.
Right.
I think for youngsters, right, if take up freelancing business, my only advice is I think go to YouTube or go to Google, just to Google up like how usually business are done for your own field. Had your contracts ready. If you are doing design, if they are entitled to 3 designs or 3 changes, then you should charge them extra for any sort of like extra work that you do.
Yeah.
If not, you are being exploited.
Yeah.
Because I think freelance market, people exploit it too much in a sense where most freelancers are people are inexperienced and finding just maybe out of their pocket money, just maybe for lunch money, for dinner money, you know. So that's my only advice if doing freelancing. But I believe that in the far future, right, from freelancing, you should be pivoting to building your own side hustle. Let's say set up your own small workshop. Okay. If you're a designer, set up your own firm, design firm. You are good at doing crafts, set up a shop in Etsy. It's important to like keep expanding your skills, keep expanding your business. And while doing that, I think that it's still important to keep doing your main job and not really give it up in a sense.
Right. I think the current generation of children, our kids, they should be considered very lucky and fortunate because during my time or our time when we were young, when we wanted to enter business, the platforms that we have back then were very limited. For example, sell some shirts or products on the internet, you only have like eBay, Amazon, they got other other things, but the common ones were eBay and Amazon.
eBay, yeah.
Right? But nowadays, we have platforms like Carousel, Shopee, Lazada.
TikTok shop.
Yeah, I think what's the Chinese one again? The
Xiaohongshu.
No, yeah,
Taobao.
Taobao, I think it's more on. It's not a. It's more on the Chinese side. It's not
catered
for Southeast Asia.
Right, but back then we don't have that facility. Like nowadays,
we don't have all these platforms. Yeah.
You know, if you want to find something, you can go to like 10 different platforms to find the same thing. Back then, we were just limited to one or two.
I think so back then it's more like physical, not so much online. All right. Yeah.
And thanks to AI technologies, you know, running or starting up a business at this point in time, it's super easy because you have literally AI for everything. If you want to design a logo, you have AI. There's some AI platform for designing a logo. You want to draft some nice content on your website, ChatGPT. You know, you want to draft something, a general contract for you and your employees or you know freelancers, something like that, ChatGPT.
Yeah.
You know? Back then we don't have that thing.
Yeah.
We have to read books and you know find out how to do this shit. Yeah. You know.
I agree.
Yep. So this generation should be very very fortunate. Okay. Yeah. And starting a business at this point in time, I think the main advice I would give is number one, invest your time and your money very carefully. Okay? If you are supporting your second business through your first income, you're doing it wrong. Okay? Save up first, get like maybe 1,000 or 2,000 just to run the business in a very bare minimum state, then start working for it. Alright, if you are constantly pumping your monthly income into your business, you are not succeeding in business. You're just spending money for your business to just go keep it running. That's all. Then second thing, don't spend on unnecessary things. Okay, there's a news article I think a few days back about the Honest Bee.
The Honest Bee, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Read your contracts. Okay, if you need it, you take it. Like for example, there's one time I made a mistake when I first started one of my IT business where we subscribed for a 2-year office lease, 2-year internet plans. Yeah, COVID hit and we can't stop those payments. You know, rent still goes on, the bills still have to go on, the contracts still have to go on. If you cut the contract, you have to pay a penalty. So think about this first. Okay, if you really need it, then you take it. If not, wait a while, explore your options and then invest properly. And most more carefully.
Yeah, I think that's very good advice. Right.
So I think like nowadays, information is abundant. Yep. It's very, very abundant. You need to learn something, just go to YouTube. Yep. I think there will be tons of gurus, tons of YouTubers teaching a certain skill.
Yep.
You want to draw something, you could just go to YouTube, search how do you do this, how do you do that, or even Google, how do you do this, how do you do that.
Correct.
Information is there. It's about how do you even utilize those information. Do you maximize
Correct.
All those information that's on the open web?
Correct. Back then, we don't have the option.
Yeah.
Our only Google search is probably encyclopedia.
Yeah, we've gone through the time where download a MP3 file uses up 2 hours.
Yep.
A song, you know. We download a 3-minute song and it costs us, what?
Two hours of time,
you know.
Yep.
So I think nowadays, just one click away. Communication is also one click away.
Yep.
Last time, if you want to make a communication, you write letters.
Yep.
Before the SMS era.
Yep.
Contracts, it's in fax.
Fax, yeah.
So nowadays, it's just one click away.
You can now e-sign it, apparently. Yeah.
So you can do business anywhere in the world. You can do your hustle anywhere in the world. And nowadays, in the business world, it's more on micro businesses rather than those like you need to register and have a certain amount of employees to carry out business. Nowadays, one person, two person is a business.
Yep.
You can provide service.
Yep.
You can provide your arts. You can provide whatever thing. You build, even if you want to build crafts, sell it through Etsy.
Yep.
One person can build a good business.
Yep.
See people selling candles, people selling coasters and built multi-million dollar companies. Yep. Even one of my friends, he owns a small car washing company in Malaysia. Mm-hmm. It's also good revenue. Right. I wouldn't say it's a multi-million, but it's good revenue.
Correct.
The most important, I think, is to work hard. Don't be scared, you know. Don't be like me, I'm scared of stepping it out, you know. Because I scared to take risk. Yeah, just take risks and build something that you like. Why work in a job where you're not happy,
right,
while you could pursue something that maybe brings you joy?
Mm-hmm.
Work in your passion, you know. So I think just step out of it. You don't need to forego your main job. Just start.
Yeah.
If you fail, just close it down. Like what Chris had said, just don't make a rush investment.
Yep.
Don't bankrupt yourself, you know. We are not trying to be Steve Jobs in 2 days.
Yeah.
We are not trying to be Jeff Bezos. We are just trying to build our own legacy, you know.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah. Important. So just go out and do the work, you know.
Yep. You might fail. It's okay to fail.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
You will spend a lot of time, you know, you will have sleepless nights, you will eat unhealthily. Okay, so keep yourself healthy. Oh shit, that's a message for me too.
and stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated.
And keep on hustling.
Yeah, and keep hustling.
Yeah, I think that's all for today. If you like the career talks, just give us thumbs up, like, and remember, just follow all our podcasts, subscribe, and you'll never miss a thing. You know?
Before we sign off, I got one quote for you to take home, okay? If you're still breathing, you still can do it.
That's good. Signing off for now.
I'm your boy, Chris.
I'm Ken.
And I'm Chloe.
Bye. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.